This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, baby, I'm going to show you what love's all about tonight.
Woo! Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love.
Kind of love Klaus Schwab wants to give you.
Trust me, honey,
he's like Howard Stern that said he wanted to rape the dead children in Columbine or rape them to death. He's a good guy according to liberals. All right, we're going to take calls from Australia, which again is just in under total martial law, savagely beating men, women, and children, anti-terror forces, running over people with cars, just a giant exercise of evil. And I want to ask Australians, why are they doing it? We know it's about global government. We know it's the beta test for us to see those images around the world and think it's normal. But conservative politicians, liberals, they're all doing the same thing. Switzerland, famously with William Tell, has a history of individual freedom. They're attacking and rubber-building peaceful people, giving them flowers to try to go out on the street. This is martial law. We got Gwyneth. We got Michael from Australia so far. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. International, 01-512-646-7076. And some stations do not carry this first little 5 minutes. Some do. And a lot, of course, the internet does. So I don't want to go to Gwyneth and Michael yet. We'll be back. We got to break in like 4 minutes. We'll come back in like 5 minutes. I'm going to you. And then I know it's the middle of the night, but I want to hear from folks in Australia or people in Spain or Germany, which are almost as bad, what it's like to live in an ongoing lockdown. Or I guess France as well is just as bad as Australia and places like Paris. All an exercise of power, and they admit it is. So, 877-789-2539, if you speak English, because I'm not too up on Spanish or French. A little bit of Spanish, a little bit of German, a little bit of this and that. But I could certainly talk to the folks there in that great island nation, that great continent of Australia. Well, what a sad fate to see, but it's all of our fates, as prominent Australians have been pointing out. So that is coming up. In other news, UK tells people to stop panic buying as winter of discontent fears emerge, because they've already said new lockdowns are coming. They're already basically under a lockdown. And so Boris Johnson said, well, since you won't accept the vaccine passport, they've already done the polls, we'll just lock you down again this winter. So people are smart, getting what they need now, because last time they were told, oh, you can't buy a book, you can't buy flowers, you can't buy a puzzle set at the grocery store, because that's not essential. You've got to be punished. Remember? It was the same thing in Michigan, of all places, has some of the most evil politicians. And New York were like, oh, you can't buy gardening seeds at Walmart. They told Walmart to cordon that off. Anything fun, anything, oh, you can't. Now, you can get liquor. You can watch Netflix. You can buy DVDs and video games. But, oh, you want to buy a Bible? You want to buy a gardening book? You want to buy? No. You can. And now they're saying in the UK, oh, maybe we won't let you buy alcohol now this time because you won't take the shot. Same thing in Australia. There it is. Walmart banned selling vegetable seeds as non-essential. So how dare you go out and panic buy? And even worse, do not store food, because then you wouldn't be under their control. They release a more deadly virus and the permanent lockdown comes, and they say, take this new shot that'll kill you even faster. So it's like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drills. You'd have them grape Kool-Aid, and they had strawberry Kool-Aid, and they had cherry Kool-Aid, and they had orange Kool-Aid and lemon Kool-Aid, and they would twice a day have Kool-Aid drinking drills. The kids wanted Kool-Aid. They'd have them out working all day in the forest, the jungle in Africa. Then they'd march them up, and they'd say, now drink your Kool-Aid, and say, I love Jesus. Well, finally, when they gave it to them with cyanide in it, you saw what happened. And so these vaccines are already poisonous. They're already deadly. They're already killing you slowly. But they want to get you trained to just roll that sleeve up whenever they say and just get it in that body now. And that's why you hear he drank the Kool-Aid. And the left has drunk the Kool-Aid. You know, you have all these scientists, the FDA quit, the top ones and their boards vote against booster shots and shots for kids. And all the leftist TV shows went, Nobody resigned. It's not true. It's fake news from Alex Jones. Talk about lying criminals. Well, look, fully vaccinated Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro have tested positive for COVID and are pulled off The View, set just ahead of Kamala Harris' appearance. They'll be back in 60 seconds with Gwyneth and Michael and Andy. Stay with us. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
We're already halfway through September 2021. It's just incredible. And now the world is waking up that InfoWars was the tip of the spear and was dead on. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. And I thank you all for your support, your prayers, and your word of mouth that is key to circumvent and override the censors. And get great products at InfoWarsStore.com at the same time that are 50% off that make you healthier, wiser, and overall a stronger immune system. We have Winter Sun, 50% off, vitamin D3, back in stock. We have Ultra 12, high-quality vitamin B12, taking out the tongue again, back in stock, 50% off. We have our incredibly strong turmeric extract concentrate, back in stock, 50% off. We have our great sleep aid. Knockout, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and the hair and beard formula for men. It's also great for women. It's really a multivitamin. Back in stock, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We can't stay on air without you. Please continue to support us. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Plus, these are great products. Please take action. It certainly has, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this September 24, 2021 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I began to get informed when I was a little kid because my dad and mom were friends with a lot of really interesting people. I had no idea that my mom used to be a secretary for a really interesting group of folks that were patriots before I was even born, and then right when I was born. And then, you know, Richard Nixon used to call up, you know, and she'd transfer the phone. And so I just grew up like around really interesting people that already knew this was coming. And then as I got older, I saw it starting to happen. And so I said, wow, we got to stop this agenda. They say they're going to take us to this certain place. Global lockdown, apps on your phones where you can't buy or sell unless they say, and carbon taxes. And now it's all here. And Australia has been chosen as the main lockdown image and island. So has Hawaii with ongoing lockdowns and tyranny to just absolutely enslave people and set the precedent for that. 15 days to flatten the curve. Well, now you know the hell they're in. And so the war for the world, the people versus the globalists, the people versus the elites who are depopulationist, is on. And Australia is the front line. It's the epicenter. And I know it's 1, 2, or 3 in the morning, depending on the time zone. They have, I guess, 3 time zones or more in Australia. So we've got Gwyneth, Michael, and Andy that have gotten through. And I appreciate them calling. So let's go to Gwyneth first, then Michael, then Andy. So Gwyneth, just incredible stuff. Even if we saw this in North Korea, we'd be shocked. The police beating men, women, and children with the butts of their guns for walking down the street. Tearing children out of mothers' arms, body slamming people, splitting their skulls, running over people with cars, horses running women over, just hellish stuff. Again, stomping men's heads in. What in the hell's going on over there, Gwyneth, and where do you see this going?
Hi, thanks for putting me on the air, Vincent. First of all, I reckon that you probably need a war correspondent here in Australia right at the moment, and I'd like to put my hand up if you'd like somebody to work with. You should be a war correspondent. I've had a radio spot on GCN for about the last 5 years, so I'd be happy to work with you there.
But, oh, that's amazing. You know, I know about some Aussies that have got shows on GCN. Are you doing a health show?
I'm Gwyneth Isaacs. I have a 2-hour slot on the USA Prepares radio show.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, I'm going to get your name and number because we don't have a huge amount of funding, but I could definitely help you get equipment or help you some. We need wartime correspondents all over Australia, but especially the south of Australia. So that's a great way of putting it. Tell us what you're witnessing.
Okay, well, what I'm seeing here in Australia I've had friends, I sort of live out in the countryside a bit because I've got my bug out location where I basically live now, but I'm only about 2 hours, 3 hours drive from Melbourne. I've got friends that have had properties in Melbourne that have basically live out here now, and they came back with full-on PTSD from living in Melbourne. They said they couldn't handle it anymore. They said it was just absolutely crazy. And, you know, it really is insane with, you know, just the things that they were describing, the full-on police state tactics of, you know, that they didn't know when they went out if they were going to be facing, you know, police on power trips, just bashing people up or whatever. And, you know, they're just so glad to be out here in the countryside. It's not so bad out in the countryside areas, but even out here there's certain locations just like about 30 miles from here, right out in the countryside, where you got more or less, I wouldn't say they're permanent roadblocks, but a good proportion of the time when you drive past this point on the road, there's, you know, police in these black police cars that you see set up.
Yeah, they're internal checkpoints, and they even have plans from the UN. They're going to first take the cities over, cut the resources off, then fan out, and they're going to force you then into the city into shield zones where they actually lock you up in a quasi-rural area and use you as slave labor. And I'm not trying to scare people. It's officially announced by the Australian government, officially announced by the CDC and the UK that they're going to hold rural groups in border areas of cities as slave labor. So look out. This is a classic communist takeover. There it is. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach. And that's, quote, because you're healthy and you're seen as a resource to the city. So you're going to be held in slave camps to produce for them at gunpoint.
Yeah, it's at choke points near bridges. There's a certain bridge where basically in Victoria, if you want to go from east to west, you more or less have to go over this bridge or one of a few bridges like it, because this particular river runs north-south from the Murray River in the north almost all the way into Melbourne.
Absolutely. Well, this is a classic. Again, the banks aren't communists, they're fascists, but they admit they're using a communist model like they use in China to take over, then re-educate. That means break the public and put them in a new way of living. So we're going into a cultural revolution right now worldwide. That's why all the major health ministers admit they are, quote, communist. Hey, have you noticed in Australia, the UK, the US, Canada, they'll ask the health ministers, what are you? And they'll say, I'm a communist. Trudeau says, I am a communist. I want to be a dictator. And so that's the plan.
Well, they all seem to be on power trips, that's for sure. But I'll tell you something else that's been happening in Bendigo, okay, because I live maybe about 50 miles from Bendigo, and that is a spot that you're going to hear about, I think, a lot more in the news. You haven't probably heard about it much. But they said, okay, there's been a COVID exposure site in this particular shopping mall, in this particular supermarket. Everybody go and get tested. And in 1 week, 2,500 people out of a population of 120,000 that live in this town went to this is only one testing site that I know of. 2,500 people lined up like sheep and went and got tested and had the PCR thing put up their nose. This is absolutely atrocious. You people have to stop being such sheep.
Absolutely, and, ma'am. We're going to put you on hold and work with you on that and see how you want to be a correspondent for us and go out and shoot video. Then you can upload the clips to us and get around the censors. Because, again, all the big tech is blocking people. So I do want to work with you, and I would like to see what you want to do and where you want to go. So thank you. In fact, that's a great point. We're going to try to set that up with people that are in these key epicenters because it's hard to get her out of her rural area into these lockdown zones. But we need to get this out now that big tech is censoring it all, which we knew would happen. This is a war, folks. I don't want to cut Michael
and Andy and Eva off, but we're going to come back from break, and then I'm going to try to get two calls in next segment and then more after that. So just, that was a great call, everyone. I'm trying to move quicker now when we come back with Michael and then Andy and then Eva and others from Australia. And also, if you are visiting the U.S. or have recently been in Australia, like a lot of, I run into a lot of Aussies now that have just come here to get away. I totally get it. You know, out of the fire, into the smoldering fire, but we're on fire too with tyranny. I want to hear from all of you. So if you're in the U.S. Or you're in Germany or you're in Mexico and you're an Aussie and you want to get in here, as long as you've been there and seen this or got family there, we want to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And they're trying to suppress this show. They're trying to suppress the people in Spain and everywhere that are being suppressed, just like you see in Australia. The answer is standing up and speaking out and then digitally magnifying these voices. In fact, I'm going to do a special show tomorrow on the COVID tyranny and on Australia and what's coming here next and the war for the world, as a great Aussie coined it. That's what this is. It's a war for the world, the war for the future, a war for life. And we're all in it together. That video is posted at man.video. I suggest you all share it like your lives depend on it, because you do. And you don't want to wake up later once the clamps are on, folks. It's going down. I wasn't joking about anything I just said. It's called a war for the world. Get that video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Canada, Australia, none of these commonwealths ever got out from under the British Empire and the corrupt institution that runs that. Now, the British culture is great, the people are great, but the elites there are bad. And you've got these governor generals of the Queen that are really in charge. And the prime ministers are just puppets. But the prime minister of Canada says, I like dictatorship like Xi Jinping. So the blue cities, if you want to call them that, in Australia are communist. But I'm talking to Aussies who are the real experts on all this. But remember, vaccine doesn't protect you. All the countries with the highest vaccination rates have the highest death rates and the highest illness rates and hospitalization rates. There's a list of governors, generals of Australia. So that's what's going on here. People demanded their freedoms hundreds of years ago in England, so they gave them this fake system, and it's the same thing there. Michael in Australia, thanks for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show in the middle of the night over there. Tell us what you're witnessing and just how bad it is with the partial news blackouts.
Oh, well, Alex, thanks for having me on. And all I can say is thank God to you and the InfoWars. Everyone, you've got to support the InfoWar because it's one of the only beacons of hope that we've got, really, even over here. And thank you for getting the message out of what's really going on here, because it is a media blackout. The mainstream media here are just completely trying to suppress any other opinion apart from the COVID and the vaccine narrative. It's full on. I think we're all in a bit of a state of shock here.
And that's the whole point. Shock us into the new normal. It's in Operation Lockstep. And I haven't seen even your main opposition leaders, who are great people, say this is global government, this is Great Reset, this is a new world order. I've seen a few of the Sky television hosts do it. Same thing here. Rand Paul is one of our best people. Nothing about Great Reset. Nothing about the UN admitting it. He talks about Fauci cooking it up on purpose, but it was for the UN. So is anybody over there challenging this for what it is, a premeditated takeover? Or are they just like the U.S. debating and saying this doesn't make sense, a lot of people aren't getting sick, why are you doing this? Because when you understand it's all directed by the U.N. and by Bill Gates, then the people can be rallied to the full truth of this being a new type of war.
There's very little mainstream opposition to any of this. We've got one MP, Member of Parliament, Craig Kelly, who's trying to stand up. One of the big issues is they're really pushing the vaccines onto the children now, and any dissenting voices, concerned parents, anybody, it's just total suppression. And it's, you look at what's going on in Melbourne. You had a big turnout protest on Monday, all the tradies, rough, tough blokes, you know, but they were relatively peaceful. They didn't try to attack the police at all. They got a bit rowdy, so the police dispersed them. But then over the next couple of days, the police just, the gloves were off, and they attacked.
Yeah, let's be clear. These aren't police beating innocent, peaceful people with rifle butts. These are terrorists, criminals on the same league as Adolf Hitler. And that's where they're taking it, brother. You've got a case of political cancer. But know this, the snake that bit you is the United Nations and the globalists. This is, you are under a new type of war. And you know, I really like this fellow. We're going to get him on the show as soon as we can.
who explains it all, the war for the world, Ricardo Bossi. He absolutely gets it.
Yes, he's a great guy. He's not afraid to speak the truth, and he delivers the message very well. I have seen him, but again, as far as the mainstream media here is concerned, this guy doesn't exist.
Well, you've all, no matter where you are, got to hit the streets, and you got to get serious. But I know I've read the police have killed a few people. And I'm a guy that doesn't want offensive violence, but they're coming at you with a deadly shot. This is Joseph Mengele, Nuremberg violation. I'm really concerned that they're going to be able to export this worldwide because this is all a beta test. The politicians and their controllers have no fear. And the police under peer pressure are following. Have you heard of the Milgram research study or the Stanford research study, the Milgram experiment?
Absolutely, and this is what we've got here now where that narrative that, you've got to trust the science and that keyboard warriors don't know anything and the world's top scientists, we're going to listen to them. That nobody's actually seeing or looking for the reams of scientists that are coming out against and telling the reality of what's going on here. It's 1984.
Are the people over there aware that the vast majority of scientists say this is all fraud, the vaccine doesn't protect you, that the countries that are most injected are the sickest, or is that just blacked out except for shows from America?
It's pretty much blacked out. I mean, we do have the voices here. You've got Rukshan live. He was on Fox News. He's live stream from Melbourne for the protest.
Yeah, do this. Tell me who I should get on to magnify it around the world. And I just want to ask the Aussies, share InfoWars on your email, your text message. If they're blocking InfoWars, share freeworldnews.tv. I want the Aussies to know you're the tip of the spear, folks. And so you are the people that the world needs to hear from.
Well, yeah. Abby Yemeni from Rebel News, the real Rukshan. He's been doing great work from Melbourne. And, you look at the numbers live streaming the protest, Rukshan was getting 100,000 viewers where the mainstream Channel 7, Channel 9 news that we've got here, we're getting 4,000, 5,000
viewers. And so the answer was Facebook censored that, but it's still getting out through proxies.
It is, and it's getting harder and harder to find. Monday was fine all over Facebook, but then through the week, getting very, very hard to actually find these live streams.
I love how Yavi is a veteran, no criminal record, and they slam his head down on the ground when he's just out there as a reporter being polite. I mean, this is North Korean crap. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Michael. All right, I only got the one call that segment, but the longer segment's coming up. We're going to get to Andy and then Eva. She's in British Columbia, but she's from Australia. And we're going to take more of your calls at 877-789-2539. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick a day next week. We've got a few new crew members hired, so we've got a bigger crew of great folks that can do this. And they put up with me. That's really a feat. I'm going to come in here. Let me announce this now. I'm going to come in here next Wednesday night from 7 to 10 live. And I'm commercial free, but we'll put it on the satellite and the radio stations if they want it. It'll be on the internet at InfoWars.com, 7 to 10, 3 hours live, basically no breaks except maybe a promo so I go to the bathroom if I need to or get a cup of coffee. And I'm going to come in here and do 3 hours, 7 to 10. We'll have the Australian Times for you to just take Australian phone calls next Wednesday night so that it'll be later in the day, not the middle of the night for you. So look for that coming up next Wednesday night. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back to more Aussies. They're trying to silence Aussies. We're putting them front and center. I'll tell you what's life and death. If you don't have freedom of speech, if you don't have the right to be able to communicate, then you don't have a future. always when governments take away speech, they then enslave the population, and then they finally start exterminating the population. And America, the entire world, is going down the tubes because of the UN globalist-directed Great Reset. That's why it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air and that all of us stay healthy. That's why I'm offering a bunch of our best-selling products at 50% off for a limited time, only until the end of the month of September. That's only about 12, 13 days as the time we're taping this. And that means all these amazing products. We have Ultra 12, highest quality B12, taken out of the tongue. We have Winter Sun, highest quality organic vitamin D3, taken out of the tongue. Amazing. We've got Knockout the Sleep Aid. We've got Hair and Beard Formula that's got all the vitamins and minerals as well, not just for your hair and beard. And we've got our great liquid turmeric formula, all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And to keep us on the air, take action, and I thank you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
News today. The war for the world against the globalists. A war for the world. I talked to Andy and Eva from Australia, and I know it's the middle of the night over there. I'm glad we've gotten these calls. They're very interesting and informative. Then I'm going to branch out and all the other news I haven't hit. But here's one piece I talked about. Fully injected with GMOs, what it is. Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro from The View have tested positive for COVID and are pulled off The View just ahead of VP Kamala Harris' appearance. It's all crap. They still use PCR tests, but people get sick after they've had the shot in record numbers. I showed you the numbers out of Singapore last hour. More hospitalizations, more deaths, more illnesses than ever before after the inoculations. And that's the facts they don't want you to know. Here's a report on it.
Two of you to step off for a second.
Okay. Anna and
we're going to bring you back later.
Have to leave.
Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later. It's a tease.
We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Okay. So, vice president.
No.
No. Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
Let's do a tap dance.
Since this is going to be a major news story any minute now,
yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines. So,
total lies. So they staged the event. They all had it planned. I've been on that show. And, oh, but they'll be okay because they have the vaccine. They just tested positive. But just suddenly you just disappear, you see. That's the contact tracing idea. This is the society they're bringing us in Australia. They've announced, oh, we're now going to come to the unvaccinated and take you away for your safety, called the shielding process. Or even those that have had shots, we're going to take your children. If we think you might have been around somebody that had it, the state's going to go shield your children. Oh, bye. Oh, we're going to give your children shots, whether you say you can or not, even under age 12. Welcome to the New World Order. And they say, this is permanent. This is permanent. And Australia is the epicenter, but everything they do there, it's the same documents. They have the shielding process already starting. CDC's announced it's starting here next year. And they'll find enough people that will go with the police and, oh, none of us have it, but you're going to protect Bobby or Jenny. Oh, take my four-year-old. Bye. See you in a month. Just total slave training. I remember like 10 years ago, they had top psychologists come out and say, the TSA groping children under 12's genitals and touching them is training them for pedophilia. Pedophiles learn how to touch and train a child. You shouldn't do it. So we stopped that here. So it was against the law what they were doing. But now it's for everybody. Oh, now your child goes with the government. What did the UN say 18, 19 months ago? Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN Rapid Reaction Force, he said, the goal is to go in the house and break up the families and take people away to protect them. Yeah, by hitting you in the head with the butt of a rifle. I mean, they want the president to disappear who they want, when they want, because they know everybody's been voting out the socialists and the communists, so they put in conservatives posing as good people, and then they drop the hammer on your ass. They know you're rejecting globalism. They know you're rejecting the New World Order and open borders. So they're going to re-educate you. You're going to do what you say. You're going to do what they say, unless you want to stand up and live. And they can hire plenty of dumb, stupid cops that will beat you over the head if they're told to. And that's why they had Black Lives Matter saying police were bad worldwide, where if the cops did anything, even a drug dealer or a guy trying to kill them, they'd go to jail. So cops learned to do what the politically correct say, physically attack people that leave their lockdown, but don't arrest Haitians pouring across the border, and you'll be all right. See, they're learning. And the police are like anybody else. They're political. They're bowing down. Andy and then Eva. Andy in Australia. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on and not screening my calls, because whenever I call the mainstream media radio stations in Australia, they check that it's something that's going with the propaganda, and if it's going against it, they just don't allow me to go to air, and they just hang up.
Oh, yeah. Mainline talk radio is like that here as well. And then now the leftists have taken control of almost everything. So you've got to not be deceptive. Plan on talking about one thing. Tell them that, and then change the subject into what you really wanted to say the next minute.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing next. So I'm calling from the world's most lockdown city and the world's most harsh COVID restriction city, which is Melbourne. Just in case people are wondering, other parts of Australia, like in the north and the west, they're very different to Melbourne. Like, they're pretty bad, but Melbourne's just off the charts, full-blown police state, like borderline, similar to North Korea. And recently I've been attending all these protests, which has sparked up massively, which is great, because for so long we were just being suppressed and just putting up with it. But now there's this big movement of people rising up. And I've been going to these events and stuff, and I got hit with a rubber bullet, and I've been filming stuff. So it's been pretty good. And I mean, it's scary what the government's doing, and it's crazy, but the mass is rising up and people waking up and doing something about it for once. That's what's really cool.
Well, you're right, but that's good. But you know why? Of course, the police don't know this. They're chosen an authoritarian leftist regimes for low IQs. They weren't always that way. But any authoritarian regime, it's the police you're going to face and the military. They are cutting the food production out of your country. Where now, where people are ordered to stay at home in Melbourne, now they order the dine out food, and it's total crap. It's no good. No one wants to work. Everything's breaking down. So you're being deindustrialized and shut down. So you'll fully collapse, and they're going to come out with a new global social credit score and give you a certain amount of money each month, but you'll be under their control. So this is all about global ID, medical ID, carbon tax. And of course, you know, they're arresting people all over the South, as you pointed out, for being online saying they're going to go out and protest, but they can't get everybody. That's the truth. So again, yes, you guys are fighting back. It's beautiful. They've upped the attack, cracking skulls, attacking children. They will pay once you take your government back. I mean, these people need to be tried and put in prison, and those that gave the orders, traitors and sedition, under your laws, I think they need to spend life in prison.
Yeah, I totally agree. When I saw some videos yesterday, I was actually disturbed from them, because I was just like, that is so messed up. But recently I've had to take down a lot of my posts because the government, I think, is coming after people who have been to these protests. And apparently they're looking at, obviously they'll be looking at my personal social medias and stuff. So I've taken stuff down from that. But they're looking through, security cameras on the freeways because we blocked the freeway and stuff.
Well, you know what the answer is? Everybody come out when they try to intimidate, because now when they start coming and arresting people and people get scared, the answer is maximum resistance now, civil disobedience. I'd be up on, at midnight spray painting billboards. Information warfare is your key. I mean, you're under a foreign UN multinational takeover to put poison in your body. And I mean, I would tell you up the game and nonviolent resistance.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing personally. I think a lot of people are doing this sort of stuff.
What's going to happen next? I'm not saying do this, but, they're not going to be able to come out to your house if all the police cars have their tires stabbed. I'm just saying, I mean, they better hope they stop now, because, the UN plans to push us into full-on civil war, and the cops don't know that they're following orders. This is a destabilization plan to destroy the West. You understand, the West has to be taken out before the worldwide tyranny starts, and then they begin the extermination of the Third World. They're going to wipe the Third World out with bioweapons. That's why Australia is practicing a lockdown ahead of that. You understand?
Yeah, well, and we have no other choice. Like, they've literally trapped us in our own cities and our own states. You can't go from like Sydney to Melbourne and stuff. People, if their home's in Melbourne, but they're stuck in Sydney, they can't come here. They just said you can't come.
Yeah,
we can't go to other countries. We're trapped.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, look, it's going to end with when they start killing people, which has already started, they're going to start getting killed. And then the police cars are going to get burned out, and the police stations, and then the government offices are going to get firebombed. And then the real war is going to start. Somebody like Antifa that works for the state is going to be the real deal. That's what the UN and World Bank wants. But they're going to force you into it. So know who's doing it. Explain to everybody and try to stop it. The police should stand up in their unions like we've done here and say no. That's what the police have done here in America. God bless you, sir. Call us back again. Thank you so much.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars Radio/TV Network, and all over the world, from Africa to Asia to Latin America to the Pacific region to Australia, people are tuned in as we watch this globalist takeover happen. And the most important videos we've got are things I said 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago that are happening exactly now. And that finally gets people out of their shell to go, whoa, how do you know that? Well, because Operation Lockstep and others. I mean, this has been very well planned out. That's why I'm so frustrated, because my freedom and my future and my children's future depends on you waking up. We're all in this together. And when I see stuff in Australia, people go, well, that's just over there. No, that's coming to your town soon. Guaranteed. This is all a big test. And they're doing it in Australia to see if they can get away with it. A big country, smaller population, huge police force, formerly a prison colony. They're testing to see what they can do. Don't forget, the new film is at COVIDland.com. COVIDland, the lockdown. It's got all the footage they've hidden, expunged, covered up, their lies. It's going to be a 5-part series. Maybe off the air by then, by the time those all come out. But it's very well done with over 50 interviews in it. Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We played some clips yesterday. Get a free copy of Endgame with it.
So you get Covenant for $19.95, and then you get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement that everybody needs on their shelf in their archives. You can rip it, you can burn it, you can share it. Zero country code on both of them. No copy protection. Two films that are so important that go together like a horse and carriage for $19.95, and it starts shipping in about a week and a half. We got the DVDs right now, but we are going to be shipping them to you coming up here, I guess, just in about 10 days or so. So pre-orders all get a copy of Endgame. We're going to stop that special when they officially start shipping if you haven't pre-ordered. So get yours in today and get it out to everybody. This is an information war. And people are like, hey, that's like $19.99. What are you doing with DVDs? DVDs have got to come back everywhere because people realize they're editing films in real time. They're pulling them. The digital copies are being disappeared off DVRs even if you buy them. You want the hard copy. You want the physical book. Digital is also convenient and so nice, but it's a trap. Everything's going to be analog. Everything's going to be what you've saved. Even old devices are now having more value than new computers because people are getting this quickly. You know, I know a lot of big folks in the establishment that I got to know over the years and that actually aren't with the bad guys but just play both sides. And I would always ask, why do you have a warehouse full of old computers and old TVs and old equipment? They said, you'll see. This stuff's all going to have incredible value in the future. I'd ask why. They'd say, you'll see. And years later, I was like, oh, I know why you do that now. They said, yeah, now you know. They said two reasons. They lease it out for extras for movies that want to do period stuff. But then those are just the shells of them. They have the actual warehouses of all this because they've been predicting it's going to come back massively. I was told that 20 years ago. There's a lot of smart people that know how things work, but they don't go give that knowledge to everybody else. They keep it to themselves. I'm giving you knowledge that the globalists have and others have that they don't want you to have because they want to have all the knowledge for themselves. I believe in everybody getting the knowledge. And again, I don't take it as like a bragging right. I've had the globalists try to hire me 6 or 7 times. I mean, I've had it happen in front of one of my radio producers with the head of the Kissinger Group. That's the reason I can talk about it. The others were off record. But have you been offered $10 million a year in book deals and everything and protection from the system to be above the law? I have. You've been offered the Fox News TV show? I have. And I'm not saying, oh, I'm special. I'm saying this is real. As real as a heart attack. The New World Order is real, and now you're seeing it. Eva in British Columbia, who's from Australia, thank you for holding. Thank you for coming on the show. Tell us what you're witnessing.
Alex, I'm actually in British Columbia. My mother is in Australia, but I talk to her every day because she's 76 and lives by herself. She's in a small country town in Victoria, and she wasn't awake. Well, she is now. She's not getting vaccinated, and she's pretty much by herself. So, you know, it's getting tougher over there. She's feeling it. Her mental, she's being affected mentally by it. And, you know, I'm hearing lots of stories on the ground there. I've got lots of friends over there. There's a lot of people over there that are getting vaccinated that I know. Well, I dare not call it a vaccination. It's not, as we all know. It's really tough over there. I know it is, you know, what you said just before, it is a penal colony. That mentality still exists there. I got out of Australia 20 years ago and I've been traveling the world ever since. And I've lived in a lot of Commonwealth countries and we're all under the dictatorship of the Queen still. It's evident. I'm in Canada at the moment. I'm seeing it here. We're in British Columbia. We're in this ridiculous, scan your... We're looking to go sustainable. And so it's not just in Victoria. It's everywhere, and it's waking people up. And I think that comes through education, Ali. We've got to get people knowing their rights, what they can say, and getting strong in their own sovereignty to get out there and just do it. And, band together with tribal people that are thinking the same so you can really march together and not feel so alone. I mean, my mother is alone. She's got a lot of friends, but out of all her friends, there's only one person that's not vaccinated. And they're all starting to step away from her because although she hasn't said anything because of fear of retribution, they're all starting to be aware because she can't go anywhere.
Listen, I'd love to get your name and number, and I'd love to get your mother maybe on as a guest with you because, again, I have a really good family friend, my parents' best friend, who I've known since I was a baby. Her uncle was an amazing guy in Northern California in a great retirement community in the Redwoods. And after they kept him locked down for 6 months, and he finally just laid down and died because he wasn't even allowed out of his house. They killed him there at the prison facility. And this is all Milgram experiment to see what they get people to do. This is a globalist test, and it's so evil, it's so corrupt, and those that commit the crimes don't want to admit they've done it because they're so weak-minded. It's up to us that aren't weak-minded to tell them no and to educate the sheep and do that. So I'm going to put you on hold if you want to talk to us and maybe your mom, but regardless, thank you so much, Eva, and God bless you. Amazing call. The answer is going to rural areas and getting sustainable. The problem is they're going to cut that off and come for us there. We've got to fight in the cities and in the systems while building emergency backups. I mean, this is run of the hill stuff, folks. This is it. And it's only going to get worse. I'm sorry to have to inform you. Here's Brian Mashey, an RN, talking about dying alone and how evil it is and how horrible it is for not letting people come see their mothers and their fathers and others as they die. That's mainly so if they've got them intubated, they don't let you come in because they're murdering them for the money. But again, this is all just satanic. Cutting us off from our humanity, the spirit that hates us, this is its whole mission, is to target the children and to target our old people and to destroy our sacred rituals of human transcendence. Here it is.
To not allow these moms and dads in to be with their dying kids, to not allow family members to come in and to hold their parents' hand that one final time, you know, to give dad a kiss on the forehead, you know, or to hug your mom one final time, you know, before she passes away. Like, that to me is literally the most inhumane aspect of this entire COVID situation. And the fact that we've had so many people now that have literally had to die alone. We've had so many family members that have had to say goodbye to their loved ones over FaceTime. Because the hospitals were refusing to let family members inside. Meanwhile, their family member is literally on their deathbed waiting to take their last breath, and we're keeping people, you know, outside for those last crucial moments of life that people will never get back. I can't think of anything more inhumane to be done to not only a patient, but to a patient's family.
COVIDland.com. Get your copy with a free copy of Endgame today. And look at this. This is out of Strong Cities Network, all over the world, UN, taking over cities and police to control them. And look at who the main sponsors are, partnerships and fundraisers, Anti-Defamation League, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, and the Open Society Foundation, that's Soros. And who's gotten all over the world, and anywhere they have elections, the district attorneys put in. That's right, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, the ADL, and of course, George Soros. George Soros is a young man, rounded up thousands of fellow Jews and ratted them out to be taken to death camps. And now, he runs your local district attorney, and he's coming for your family with a needle. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.